Why do you think Klay struggles so much offensively? He can't create.
That I think Klay still come back from injury.
2.5 years, yeah.
Like, that's a
long
People
ass
time.
Discrediting that and just want Klay to be Klay.
Yeah.
People shitting on Draymond and want Draymond to be out there scoring 40 and shit. Like, bro, Draymond's numbers are his numbers.
Right.
They're gonna always be like that. He's not no stat.
All right, nigga, don't tell the whole pod.
I'm talking to you.
I'm recording. We'll start with this.
I'm just on a rant right now.
What you know about this? You went outside for this.
Were you outside?
Oh, nigga, stop. This inspired me to throw a sag in my pants.
So you were the chap?
Oh, yeah, I was a chap. Chap. So I was in like elementary school. Oh, yeah, I was outside. Go ahead, smoke bars. Yeah, I was outside.
That's not outside.
Yeah, it is.
That's not outside.
So what's defined as outside?
Smoking blunt.
No, fuck. Grown. No, nigga.
Outside
I was outside. Oh, I had to be inside by the street lights and shit. Maybe a little extra 10, 15 minutes after that, but I'm outside.
You said go and get a snowball, which means you had to be home before the street light came on. You were not outside.
Not necessarily true.
You had a curfew.
No, I did not. I just was smart about my shit. If I'm going to my ex, can I go somewhere? Well, no, at this age, I wouldn't go nowhere. I wouldn't go nowhere.
What year was that? About
2000. 2000. I was in. First, second grade.
And you talk about you outside. They still pissing the bed sometimes, man. I got in my face, man.
Should
have
been outside.
Okay. No, he wasn't outside. Right, he probably wasn't born. You know what I'm saying?
My Mexican drink, Chris. Hey! Me, fire Wayne.
You was a baby.
You
could
kiss me in an upper thing.
He trying to tell me about hoop shit.
Man,
he
was sleep. What's
wrong with you?
He was sleep.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
This was my shit. I was outside pissed. 05. I was outside. Tell me I wasn't.
05?
I was outside. Tell me I was.
5 years later? Okay, you were what? In fifth grade? Sixth
yes.
Grade?
On the CD player. Yes, nigga. I waited for the bus. You sleep, man. I was outside. 05, I was outside. Don't do that. Fresh.
You still have to be home, Bob. You have to ask your parents. Can you
Let's
go
get back? It. Hey!
See, that's what people get misconstrued with outside. Outside, and I don't have to ask my parents to go here.
It's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true. Let's not do that. Let Jesus get his shit off, and then we go talk about that. It did what? You went outside for that.
Were you outside getting one of them broads?
No.
You weren't?
But look, since we're on that, look, we can start. All right.
You weren't outside. Stop it.
Welcome to episode 62 of Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dale, and with me my co-host, TW.
Stop lying to these people, man.
I was outside. Fuck you.
You wasn't, bro.
Yes, I was.
You weren't.
This is post-Katrina. I was outside, bro.
Man, all right.
Chill. Don't do that.
All right.
I was outside, bro. So tell me, define outside real quick before we even go past it.
Old enough to remember and enjoy it in an adult manner, in a sense, because it's going to hit different as an adult than it's going to hit as a kid.
Okay, I could agree with that.
That's outside. When you play Shine, I was outside. That's 2001, you said?
2000.
I'm a junior in high school. I'm outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I was outside. I had have an older sister, bro. That was
you. Your older sister was outside,
and I was outside with her. What are you talking about?
No, you weren't.
Yes,
you
I was.
Bro,
she didn't go to no fucking parties.
You was at homecoming,
nigga. No, how am I going to homecoming?
You
bro?
Weren't outside.
Shut up. But she was in the flag team and shit in high school. So I was at parades outside.
Parades. You with your people.
So you outside. Were, you didn't say who I had to be with. You just said to be outside in an adult manner. Parade season is an adult manner. Chill out, bro. Don't play me like that. Don't play me.
I ain't playing.
But no. But speaking of 2000s, you know what really threw me for a loop though? Seeing those videos of being in the club. First of all, Gibbs one specifically because I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be lit when I get here. Hold up. Where is that? And I'm like, ain't no way. Niggas really doing this in the club.
Yeah.
But apparently, niggas was doing this in the club. And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta see this for my fucking self. So when I first heard this and saw the video, I was like, yeah, I gotta get to the club. I gotta get old enough.
I don't think
niggas were
necessarily doing that, but.
Niggas was in a full out dance competition on this video.
Niggas weren't doing that in the club. That's a dance routine.
And I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. Niggas I didn't know that, that young of age.
No, hell no. They're not doing that.
Hey, I'm like, oh yeah, this shit look like it's lit. Like,
but
I was, you know, none the wiser.
Yeah, of course. And you were legit.
Because I'm like, yeah.
You wouldn't know no better, though.
Yeah. Like,
and that's what a lot of the shit that nowadays, man, you see these young kids, when we talk about sports all the time. Oh, man, this and this. Man, you just don't know, bro, because you
I've had that moment a couple times. Well, talking to my young boys, we were talking about, they're talking about AD. Or whatever, and oh, they're talking about all-time power forwards, and they had AD at like 2 or 3. I said, "Fam, he's not better than Duncan, Dirk, or KG." First and foremost.
First off, you're not.
Well, no, it was mostly like modernish. They don't know Barkley and
nigga. Barkley is modern.
No, I'm talking about like 2000s to now. These niggas younger than me, bro. They don't know.
See, that's what that's
like, little, they know, but they don't know.
The Charles Barkley thing is just always Charles Barkley, bro. Put y'all, you put Charles Barkley in the league right now, with his by his style of play and everything, he's MVP.
Yeah, but it took for me to realize, like, damn, I was young in 04 when KG won the MVP. He, if I was young, they was babies. You know what I'm saying? So
if they were born,
I can see how the generational gaps have gap in where they don't understand or this dude was a problem.
Like when they, you know, when they speak on it, they only name the same names they hear on TV.
Of course.
They can't give you no player that's just like a... He might be a journeyman, but he might get buckets.
Yeah.
Like they
Joe Johnson. I wouldn't say call him a journeyman, but he did yeah. Want to play a couple of teams, crawl for another.
Antoine Walker.
He's on a lot of teams?
He played for Boston.
I knew Boston. That's a lot. Boston, like, end up in the Miami. That was really it. That
but
I
knew. He used to get busy.
Yeah, I remember. With the shoulder shimmy and all that shit. I mean,
you talk about Paul Pierce all the time.
I just think he has a personal vendetta with Bron. That's all. And it's kind of funny sometimes. That's all it is.
But see, like I said, we don't know what was said between the lines between them two boys.
So that's true.
We don't know.
That's true. But here's my thing. Here's my thing.
And then, go ahead.
If, and this is more so strictly the Paul Pierce example. Paul Pierce is on what, NBA TV, whatever network he's on that he do his thing, right? Paul Pierce is all-time Celtic. Whether you want to put him on the list, I don't really care. But to say that you went against somebody that's most people are saying one or two best player mm-hmm. ever, and like it just seemed like it pains him to really give Bron his just due. So that's why I think it's funny. Because like you're an all-timer, bro. Like you know what it takes to get right. to that level to stay there, right. et cetera, et cetera. You, so y'all had y'all battle, y'all fights, but then just said. Give him his flowers. That's all.
Back to what you said. That's like you trying to tell me my top five. Or, you know, if I give you my top five or whatever, man, you tripping because this person, hey, you asked me my opinion.
I think that's just you the day and age we live in. Like, even yeah. with, like...
If everybody ain't on the same accord with certain things, you can't have an opinion and not...
Outside of the norm because you yep. hate or it's yep. just invalid.
Yep.
Like,
and that's the problem.
Like, I was talking to one of my coworkers and we were talking about... just football season coming up or whatever. And I'm like, he was asking if I think Kyler gonna get paid. I'm like, it would help, it would be a disservice to the Cardinals organization themselves to not pay this man. Because who are they gonna go get to say, oh, we got better options? Baker is really the only option. Cam out there feel like he can still play it. I think he can. That's really your two top candidates right there for sure. Fitzpatrick just hung it up. Like, so you gotta pay this man to just stay afloat in your division and say, all right, we're gonna try to place him down the line or whatever, you know.
Why not pay him?
Well, whatever their reasoning is, I'm just saying.
Like the only thing that happened with the Cardinals last year was injuries. They need an O-line.
Whatever the issues were, I'm just saying that they don't have options out there to say we'll let you walk or we'll trade you to get this piece or that piece. The draft that came and went, et cetera.
And see, and that's
you're rolling with Kyler, bro.
Man, Kyler, what, year three?
Three, four, something.
He took y'all to the playoffs, all right?
True.
Took y'all to the playoffs with no offensive line. Get the man some help. They that's lost true. To the eventual Super Bowl champions with one of the best defensive lines.
And they had beat him, what, once or twice in
yeah,
the division?
Yeah, they had beat him.
So
that's, you know what I mean? Like,
I forget the times that we're in, even with social media being a thing, like, okay. If I'm a football player and I'm a quarterback at that, I've proven myself based on numbers to say I'm worth some type of money. It may not be resetting the market, whatever, whatever, but based on these numbers, I deserve a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
But
because the market says so.
Somebody has to explain to me what wiping your social media does for you in the business part of the NFL.
Because they be reading the comments, man. It ain't got nothing to do with the business.
But apparently it do, because they say, oh, well, Kyler Murray deleted all his social media posts of anything with the Cardinals, and he wants out, et cetera, et cetera. I look at it like this. If you want
to reset.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever you want to do is fine with me, but it's
why
like, why is that who news or a part of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Because like, then he's going to come back and say, oh, that had nothing to do with it. But you deleted literally everything specifically doing with the Cardinals, yeah. But it had nothing to do with them. Like, just say, man, look, I wanted to get my contract. I think, prime example, Deebo said he wants a new contract with the Niners or whoever, whatever's going on with his situation.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't said a word past that.
They see niggas hating on Deebo going to camp. He's still on the rookie contract.
He still got to get paid, bro. Like, even though the contract, the camp shit may not necessarily be a part of your incentive to get paid.
Yeah.
But, bro, so.
He can't afford to pay them big fines because he's not.
Everybody don't have that Ben Simmons. Well, like, fuck it, I'll take them fines. Whatever.
Ben Simmons got number one pick money, and he already got
just even if you got the money from investing, when you got the money to take the fines, not everybody look at it like.
That's a good example. You know, Ben Simmons thing, bro. Because people always talk about the players need to take more control of these situations. Ben Simmons and all these other players are doing that, and it's a problem still.
I'm not gonna speak on Ben Simmons,
I'm just saying.
I think in football and basketball, it's apples to oranges when you're talking about players controlling the destiny.
Right.
Because football is still prehistoric in their practices and all that.
But I'm still saying, hey, man, look, if my mental health ain't right, I don't need to put. And think about it now.
Respect it.
Nobody's respecting it. And, man, people don't see a problem with that. As much as we focus on mental health nowadays, man, this man literally said, man, his mental health is why I don't want to play here no more. And y'all just disrespecting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm it's weird, bro. It's weird.
Back to the college situation, I just think that you had more leverage than what you thought. You're the quarterback, they don't have other options out there. And it's like, bro, dude, y'all had an awesome start last year, had some injuries, still made the playoffs, lost to the eventual champion. Like, you know what I'm saying? So your numbers are there. What more do you have to do? You don't have to go in and do the social media antics to get your contract.
They're trending.
You, your agent, lawyer, whoever else, go sit down in the office, figure that shit out. I want X amount of years, X amount of dollars. They offer, you can't offer, et cetera, et cetera. But you going on social media and posting this shit or deleting shit, that doesn't help you. And also, at the same time, I feel like it also makes you look like you're not mature enough.
Oh, man, hey, you know? What's the market?
That too. You know, there's ways to say, hey, look, I want to get paid and I don't want to take less than what I feel like I'm worth without going. Because what that's going to help you. Same way with Kanye, with his divorce with Kim. You ask him, how do I get around this where they don't want to send me address for the party? Nigga, you asking random strangers on the internet, bro.
I'll tell you exactly what this is.
So that's going to do for you.
We've seen this. This is Dak Prescott. Just recently. Dak, man, look, y'all going to pay me this because this is what I'm worth. I'll do whatever I got to do. Until I get paid. And he did that. Kyler doing the same thing, just differently. And they paid Dak what he wanted, man. I want at least 33. He got 35.
They're not going to sit here and say,
but that's all it is, though.
We're willing to go to camp, go to week one without our starting quarterback.
They ain't trying to do that.
No team is willing to do that unless you already at the bottom and you know y'all don't have what it takes to go anywhere with or without the quarterback.
Or if you're a coach is in a lame duck situation already to where, you know, he may potentially already get fired. So
you competing for a division with the defending champ.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were this close to really saying, hey, look, we're here now. We're not the little brothers of the conference and of the division anymore. You're not helping your situation. And at the same time, I feel like some of these social media antics also puts a sour mouth in the locker room too.
But see,
maybe not be talked about, but think about like this.
It can't put a sour tone in the locker room, because all these boys from the social media era.
But just think about let's not even say that. Okay, boom, social media era. Young players gonna look at him deleting his Cardinals post a way than an 8-9 year vet gonna look at it. So man, he not ready for the business side.
It ain't no different. It ain't no different. But Robbie Anderson doing talking about he thinking about retiring. It ain't no different. Same shit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this: how you want your teammates?
Social media, man. I'm thinking about retiring. Retiring? You think the team can? You leaving all this money on the table? We're gonna get out regardless.
There's a way to make yourself look like that guy, and then there's a way to make yourself look like you don't know what you're doing. And not specific to college, but it's more so in just the younger athletes in general. Like, say what you want to say. I think some of the shit that Josh do on live could low-key burn him in the long run. You know, getting drunk on his third, granted, you know, season off and all that.
He's still,
but I'm just saying, like, just the optics of it. That's all.
Still got to remember the era and how these boys grew up. These social media babies, man.
And it works better with basketball because basketball is more player oriented. Football, they're still prehistoric in their practices. Like, everybody was complaining about.
It ain't prehistoric in their practices, it's the owners.
They all prehistoric in their age and practices and all that. So I'm saying in totality.
And the commissioner has no say so. That's exactly the problem.
Right. So with the whole thing with the NBA, like during the playoffs, with the whole thing with the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies going back and forth on social media, just shit show, whatever like that. I think that only boosts the game to me, in my opinion, in the NBA aspect of it. You know, you getting more player engagement. These young boys is from that social media era, so it's going to be smoking on that Memphis pack or whatever like that. You know, all fair enough. Like, as long as you're not saying, oh man, fuck this nigga, fuck that nigga, everything is.
You can't say that.
Come on, now, let's not do that.
I'm saying
that's a different message than saying they can't guard me, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, some of the shit is kind of
saying in so many words, man, fuck this nigga, he can't guard
me. That's not what that's saying. And we're not going to sit there and debate
if I'm saying he can't guard me, man, I'm shitting on you at the highest form in the man. You can't stop me, man. Fuck you. You can't do nothing.
That's not the same thing. Because, okay, so let me ask you this.
It's just not vulgar.
But that's a big part of it. But if you're saying that.
There's no difference than T.O. saying, man, you can't fucking stop me.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference. He cussed in that, but he's not saying, fuck you, you can't stop me. Because in the sport community,
Between the lines, bro.
It's so many things that you can say or do, whatever, that won't get nothing. But you might as well say, you're telling another athlete, man, F you.
We all between.
That's basically saying you're a bitch.
You didn't play high-level sports, just like I have. No, you know yes. Between the lines. Shit gonna get said.
But you know what to go and push the wrong button. That's what I'm saying.
Niggas ain't talking about nobody.
Mamas, you a bitch, you a pussy, fuck you. And I feel like that's other than that, bro. Everything is fair game. You too small, you too slow, you can't check me, sub this nigga out. All that is fair game.
And all I'm saying is that's basically like saying
thank you. That's pretty sick. No, it's not. But you add that to the end of the sentence.
But that's literally what you're saying.
That's not what he's saying. We're not sitting there and go back and forth on that.
You're saying it in a politically correct way.
But that's the point. You got to be somewhat politically correct and somewhat not across. Yes, you do, because you get a fucking Isaiah Stewart trying to run down Bron, even though that was a hit. But think about it, Bron said, man, you pussy, you can't guard me. That nigga just flip out and lose.
Okay.
You know that's going to flip out most men and say he's going to lose it.
At the same time, though.
Oh. Man, here, bro.
I'm telling you guys, it's
knock it off.
We just like we said, it's the generation thing, bro.
That's
like
what I'm saying, like Miles Bridges, whether it's lemonade, lean, I don't really give a fuck.
Fucking lean, man. That nigga know what the fuck he was doing.
And that's my fucking point. But you know what you're doing. No, you know this gonna stir up some fucking buzz.
You still missing my point that these social media babies, man. That's all they know.
That shit's sick.
That's all they know, bro. All
right, we off that shit. We off your social media.
I don't even know why you're so surprised.
Michael B. looked sick at the finals, dog. I'm going to just say that. And
was a paid appearance. He had to be there.
That was a paid appearance?
Yeah, because he held up the 75 ball with the damn NBA thing on. Paid appearance. Better show up, cuz. Yeah,
I forgot he's on the commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Man, look.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I just didn't put that piece together.
Shit.
He did look heartbroken sitting there at the game.
Man. I mean, she 10 years, 15, 12 years younger than that man, bro. Like,
they got that big of a gap?
He ready to settle and she's not. That's all it is.
I didn't realize they had that big of a gap between ages. Shit.
He's ready to settle and she's not.
Man. So where'd that put the city boys?
Nothing, because he wasn't no city boy.
Well, nigga, everybody in a city boy, everybody in a city girl, but you know how that shit go.
Man, we got to stop that shit.
Man, knock the fuck off. It's all in fun and jokes, man. Nobody's serious. I'm not serious about this shit.
I'm old, so I'm not no city boy. I'm a man, first of all.
You got to hoochie daddy shorts right now, nigga. You talking about you not a city boy. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You sound like you look.
Like a real nigga, I know. Appreciate you. But,
see, there you go. You just like these other niggas crowning themselves.
Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan broke up, you guys. And I don't know how to take it. I don't know how to take it. I'm distraught.
Are you?
Fuck no. I don't care.
We talking about this
shit? Well, yeah, because it's something. But no, here's my thing.
What I told you before we started, man, we don't even be talking about that shade room bullshit. And we looking just like
them. Hey, man, fuck all that. Hey, it's content. Look at it like this. First of all, who the fuck said that they broke up? I didn't see anything or didn't hear anything.
Social media told you.
I'm sick of that shit. Because motherfuckers delete one picture of people. Oh, they not together no more. Man, shut the fuck up.
You sick of it. That's the era we live in, baby.
I'm sick of that bullshit. I am, bro. I am.
Because see, I'm going to tell you like this. Internet stopped working today or tomorrow for anybody.
A lot of young people going to be up Schitt's Creek.
The majority of people going to be up Schitt's Creek.
I wouldn't say the majority.
The majority of people. Because I'm going to tell you why. You were a kid. When you were a kid, the internet wasn't. What it is now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Think about my demographic of age group. It's gonna be your demographic.
My demographic will be fine.
Ours too. For the most part, I think it'll be 50-50.
I disagree for y'all because y'all grew up. You were in high school. You had internet your whole high school, correct?
Yeah, but I remember I was in middle school with no internet.
No, I'm not talking about at the house. I'm talking about in your livelihood.
Yes.
In society. That's what I'm saying.
Middle school, I wasn't too internet savvy.
And that's what I'm saying. We ain't have it.
So, nigga, the
internet would have stopped today. That generation would be able to.
So, if it's a 10, thrive. If we're talking about a 10-year age group, that top half of my age group from 26 to 30, we're fine. 25 to 20, they're going to have a hard time adjusting with no internet. We live life without internet for not a long time.
And that's why I think...
No, but we still know how to navigate around that. We know how to turn the TV on and watch the fucking news.
Do you? But at the same time, as an adult, certain shit that you do now, it will be different.
Like, for example.
That's just like, I'll give you an example. That's just like fucking the 70s. I'm born in the 80s. I wouldn't know how to thrive living in the 70s.
Right. I'm not saying thrive. Nigga, just saying survive.
I think you'd be able to. I think it would be It'd be way harder than what you're thinking.
Of course. Because I remember just simple, smaller scale, nigga losing power and having to not use the phone just to save the battery and shit. So I've been there, it wasn't necessarily the most difficult. Now, if you by yourself or one other person, that's going to be hard because.
But just the idea of it, man, most people would lose it because they wouldn't know how to.
Pick up a fucking book. Read something.
That part right there.
Speaking of reading books.
Well, people don't read.
Speaking of reading books. I feel like getting some jokes off right now. There's a post going around about adult spelling bee. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Simple words, hard words, whatever the fuck you want to say. But you take a shot after.
Shout out to Joe for making that shit cool.
You take a shot after every word you miss. Hey, look. I don't know how far I'm going, but I'm not going too far. Because tell me a couple of words that you, when you first saw it on paper, you were like, oh, this is what that is?
Predicament.
Oh, that's a good one. Onomatopoeia fucked me up when I saw it on paper. I knew how to read it, but I'm like, this is not how I thought that shit was spelled. Belligerent. Maneuver. I'm like, oh, shit. That
temperature.
Temperature not so bad, but TMP. TAURE, temperature.
Some people will put that U right there.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But just certain, you know.
It was another word that I was like, oh shit.
Discussion?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of words that have either double letters or like, maybe not double letters, but like more than one letter, but it's not too far from each other, just in the same word, it'll throw a nigga head out. He's like, all right, this word got two L's in it, but they're not together. Where the fuck they go? Like, phlegm. Like, you're sick, phlegm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that fucked me up. Like, any most medical words, I'm like, yeah, I just, like, when my son went to the doctor, I'm like, yeah. So, what's wrong with him? You got a cold? Cool.
You know what I mean? Like,
this is medicine, bet. Got you, doc.
You take your
I'll call you if I need you.
Spell it like it sounds, but that's not always true. If you spell phlegm, you're going to put an F right in front of it.
It's P-H. P-H-E-M. Or P-H-L-E-M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like,
you know, it's just, I don't know.
Most words with a Z, I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that.
And see, that goes back to what we were just talking about with, like, if the internet stops, people wouldn't know how to fucking live because they can't fucking spell. Ain't no spell check on, ain't no phone.
Oh, they got spell check. You can just type it. You can sit there for an hour on your messages and try to figure it out.
There was no texting back then.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was an SMS?
Niggas had to write a letter.
And you think people nowadays, internet stop today, they're going to be able to, man, you can't spell. Half of them can't read.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know how to mail it. Like, the fronting of it, like, I always put the addresses wrong. I always do. I swear.
I'm going to leave you alone.
I'm going to keep it a whole buck with
you. Don't keep it a buck
with you. I know the stamp going on the right side.
Next time, a lot
two
of
goes to the middle. Who is going to is in the middle. From is in the left corner. I would always put that backwards. That was my only thing.
How old are you?
28.
All right.
Fuck, this wasn't me.
You're a goddamn shame.
Oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
Nigga don't know how to mail a letter. You know how to write a check?
Yeah, I know how to write a check. I know the balance of the checkbook. Play with me.
Nigga, fuck, you learned it in school.
No, my mom's an accountant. She taught me. You know, bitch ass nigga. Fuck you.
We learned in school, too.
We did, too. We learned in school, too. But yeah. I was already somewhat hip to it. Like, I had watched her do it. She kind of explained it to me.
It's
but
basic math.
I learned how to, like, do it in school. But, yeah, I was already somewhat hip to it. So I'm like, words, man. Words will fuck you up, man.
But yeah, like I say, bro, it also comes back on people not reading, dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even the articles you see on the internet, shit, people not reading, man. People going to the comments.
Yeah, people going to the comments, or they going to what they look like makes sense to them. Or yeah. they're going to dismiss whatever don't make sense to them.
But you won't take the time to read the full article that then broke down the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? With all the verbiage, exactly what was said. You just gonna go by the article, man. It bothers me a lot, dog. Because all the information is there for you. You just gotta read.
Like, prime example. Speaking of Joe again, my BM know I listen to Joe shit on the regular, and when the whole thing of, oh, he's gay now, he came out the closet or whatever, she said like, oh man, what's up with your boy or whatever. Just, you know, just shooting shit with me or whatever. And I'm like, people are taking 10 to 15 seconds of a 5-10 minute rant and just going with it, but. Teach their own, you know what I'm saying?
He literally just proving the point that, like, man, I can come out of this and y'all can still hate me.
They're going to take the, they're going to ignore the whole beginning part, like.
Y'all going to hate me for some shit I did 10, 15 years ago.
Barkley can come out and say, oh, man, I think Tatum is great, Brown is great, or whatever like that. But I think if it don't work out this year, they need to reevaluate what's going on. They're going to say, oh, man, Barkley hating on the Celtics, and he don't want the niggas to win and all that, but fuck the first 5.5 minutes of him praising him.
That's what I'm saying, though. People should be ready to set a narrative on whatever, you know. And it's sad, though.
That's, when we blow, I don't want it. Blog should get it, hold anything. Nigga, have a blast. I'm not addressing nothing.
You're not supposed to, bro.
I'm not addressing shit.
That's like, remember how we were talking a while ago, how, like, and I don't want to say her name, but I'm not going to say her name. It's a certain celebrity. Go to the comments. Oh man, people are hateful. Blah, yada yada yada.
Come on,
Lizzo.
Okay, you can, like, say Lizzo name.
Remember how at one point she was wearing the wild shit?
Yeah.
Know, saying, oh, you know, body positive, and I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But don't. But
you're showing your. But don't your bare ass to the public.
Don't
That's
get
not...
mad when these people start talking shit about you because they have mean people, and you crying behind the comments and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just, like, think that. You, when you put shit on the internet, same way with the Miles Bridges thing.
You fair game to everything.
You fair game anything. So even if you're saying it's Pink Lemonade, nigga, Mike and whoever the GM is going to be like, well, we don't have to be true. So you're not getting 45 guaranteed, you're getting 37.
Somebody give it to him.
You know, I'm just saying, and you may have to do that. The nigga may have to answer that question every way you go. Well, was that really this or was that really what you said? You know, but you put it out there for people to see. Now you got to answer the question that people are going to ask you based on what you put out there. You don't put it out there. Nobody knows. You could be out just sipping lean till you fucking pass out every day.
That's why I like Kawhi so much. People don't know nothing about Kawhi. It's all a choice.
Kawhi could be out there nose candied up before a game. If you don't know it, you don't know.
We know nothing about Kawhi.
Like,
we don't know nothing about LeBron. I don't know what to tell you.
That's true. Like, and like
LeBron could be out there getting. LeBron could be living a whole double life. We would never know it.
Never know it. Like,
and see, and that's what tripped me out.
He went live with Bronny and Bryce still shooting ball or whatever shit. And they were talking about when the ball hit the car, and Bronny was on that talking about he going whatever on the game he playing. Like, what that is? Like, you can just. It's good to still see that.
He's older.
He's still a human. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's still small instances where you see, okay, this nigga, even though he went for 55 last night, he don't know what the fuck this is on a regular, everyday. I mean, it's a game. It's some type of video game niggas playing nowadays. But,
you know me. I don't know how
to. He may be playing or whatever, but, like, the ball hitting the car every day. Hey, man, watch the car.
Nigga, like, I don't give a damn how many millions I got. Hey, man.
Watch the car. You know, and that's what, you know, it brings you to reality. Okay, he's still. Black father.
Now, I ain't even gonna say a black father because the white parents do the same shit.
Well, I'm just saying, like, black parents don't play about their car and all that, especially, shit like that. So that's why I said that.
And I think maybe I said that about the white parent because we from the South. We already know hood white folks that live just like us.
Yeah.
Like, exactly like us.
Yeah. But,
and the only thing that separates us is the race. That's crazy.
You want to touch on the finals before we start shutting it down?
I mean, I guess, man.
How do you gift yourself a gift? Like,
easy, treating myself.
That's treating yourself.
Yes, I'm gifting myself a gift to me from me. Thank me.
So, thank by you, definition, a gift is, well, I don't know the full definition, but wouldn't a gift be considered something you get from somebody that you don't know what it is until?
I would assume so.
But Yo Gotti bought himself two Rolls Royce cars for his birthday as a gift to himself.
Happy birthday, me.
I don't get that. Just buy the cars, but don't say it's a gift to myself.
Now, I'll tell you why, bro. You're missing a whole point on some shit. Self-love is first, bro. You got to love self first.
It's still self-love to buy yourself shit. I'm not discrediting it. You're
gifting me before I gift anybody else. Thank you, me, for being me.
Thank you, me.
Yeah. I love me some me. Okay. You don't?
I do, but I'm not going to say thank me for myself. I'm not going to say thank me for me.
Other than your kid, you love anybody else more than you?
No. My mom.
Love your mama more than you?
I die for my mom and my pop. So, I mean,
ask you that.
But I think that would trump me loving myself more than them.
I disagree.
If I'm willing to take a bullet for my parents.
I love my mom unconditionally. But I don't love my mom more than I love myself. I only have one of these. It's my only life.
But you'd take a bullet for your mom.
I would take a bullet, yes.
So therefore you love your mom more than yourself. You sacrificing yourself for her.
Yeah, but both things can be true as well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to gift myself and say, well, thank you, self.
Shit, thank you, self. I'm so fat. I'm so infatuated with myself. I love myself.
You can love yourself.
I'll be getting ready for work.
I'm just talking about the gift myself. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah, I think that's just a weird thing that people
not do. Really, because if let's say you go on vacation by yourself, man, it's a gift to myself. Ain't nobody told me happy birthday, gave me shit for my birthday. This is a gift to me. From me.
I guess. I just said it's a vacation. Self-love still, but it's a vacation. It's not a gift to myself. Because I paid for this shit out of my own pocket. Yeah. So what?
Thank you, self. Treat self right. Guess, thank you, self.
Before we get on the finals, I want to talk orangutan attack. Did you see that video? Orangutan.
Yeah, I seen it.
Hey, bro, I'll tell you
what. Leave these fucking animals alone.
That's exactly why I don't go to no zoo that ain't got no big, thick ass glass.
I go to the zoo and all that, but I know I'm not getting used to that.
Nah. Because
I'm not getting. For what?
Anything that looks sketchy, I'm like, yeah, like, he might have skinned that hand through that.
It's an animal.
He grabbed that nigga with the quickness.
It's an animal, and I don't have no type of tranquilizer, none of that.
Nigga, just you. What you mean?
Just me. And I can't do nothing with that.
See, a zookeeper never came up. They know better. Like, getting in the way with that
boy. Why he just ain't come out the shirt?
Shit. I feel like you try that, he probably would end up closer to
him.
All
he do is come out the shirt, just fly right out of him.
I wouldn't just want to take my eyes off him and say I'm taking his shirt off.
You crazy.
Nigga, he grabbed him and had the leg. Dog, you know how.
If he would have took the shirt off before he grabbed the leg, it would have been all that.
I'm telling you like this. I'm telling you this to your face. man to man, brother to brother.
You scary.
Oh, I am. If an orangutan ever grabbed me like he did that man in that video, bro, leave me there. Cause I'm dead. I'm gonna pass out. Leave me there. Leave me there.
I planned on.
Leave me there, dog. Cause it's my fault I got that close.
Yep.
So, hey, it's my time to go. It's my time to go.
And that's why I don't feel bad.
Cause he's lucky. No more orangutans pulled up. This ass would have been through that gate.
I don't feel bad for little Habibi that was grabbing on the orangutan.
Or me neither. I don't.
I know that was racist to say little Habibi.
Yeah, you sick. You sick. You get us canceled. We don't get no ad money. Fuck around with you. We could just be here just recording shit. Just
fuck it.
Lord Jesus.
You gotta say what I say. It's a joke. It's just a joke.
But yeah, no. So with that being said.
Name, what, Tim or Jeffrey?
What animal would you fight, though? You thought you got a good chance of fighting.
None. You ain't see homie just get beat up by the kangaroo the other day?
That's a kangaroo, bro. I'm not fucking with them neither.
My point.
I'm not fucking with nothing. Australia, they got too much poisonous shit that's too small for my liking.
Like, I'm not fighting no
They got spiders half the size of this bottle that'll kill you in a 5 minute
space. You want me to square up? All right.
I didn't say square up. I just said fight them. You go catch it from behind a blind side or whatever. But
None. Absolutely none.
I saw a video on TikTok. Dude was in a... white water raft boat, the small joints with your whole body in it. Canoe. I know there was canoe, there was something different.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, first of all, that gotta be
the same line, same thing.
That gotta be like real nerve wracking. My nigga, my whole lower body is in the boat. So if anything go wrong, my nigga, I'm basically stuck.
You falling up.
Yeah.
You in bucket yourself, you slipping out?
Hey, fuck all that. Like,
it's literally like a glove. Like,
I couldn't imagine. And I can't swim. Even if I could swim, I would never want to get in a boat like that.
Shit.
Fam, nigga, he hit something. Or maybe the gator hit the boat. He tipped over. And like in a split second in the video, you see the gator just coming back towards him. He gets back in the thing and all that shit. But fam, he's in a swamp area at that.
Night.
Where it's, nigga, it was middle of the day. You couldn't see shit.
You're about to go to sleep.
Boy,
it's about to be nighttime, man.
Fam. People really love nature, and I don't blame them for it. Nature is a beautiful place. But you gotta know when and when not to fuck with nature.
It ain't nature. It's the water. Leave that fucking water alone.
Hey, I've been on that tip. When I found out we don't know about a small percentage of the water, man, I'm good. I can't swim, but I don't care. I'm not going in that water.
Why we keep going to space when why we not going to see what's in the water?
Well, I think two things. My conspiracy theory about the Bermuda Triangle and other anomalies in the water, I think that they have some type of idea that there is something in the water. Regardless of how deep it is or what it is, they have some type of knowledge. Okay, something's out there.
I personally feel like we should connect with water more.
All right, Aquaman.
No, I'm being for real.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. Go be one with the water and let a fucking tsunami come and just smack you in the face. Cool, do that.
In a simple-minded situation.
There's something in the water at whatever depth it is, right? And I do think that
fucking with everything else.
The planet will eventually... I do think that we will run out of resources eventually. That they're trying to see if there's anywhere else we can go. So that does make a little bit more sense as to why they would go to space more than
down. You need water to go anywhere.
That's true. That's true. I'm not saying that's not true. But I'm just saying as far as the overall concept, we're looking for somewhere else that we can go to versus surviving underwater or just exploring the water. When we already know we can't go past a certain point because the pressure is too strong for a person or a machine. So with that being said, whatever's in the water, my nigga, they got it.
Let me ask you a conscious question. And I'm dying.
I'm listening.
We haven't been to the moon since the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Why we ain't been since with all this new technology?
I think that's some diving into that too. I think something was on the moon, possibly. That, all right, nigga, we're not the only people here. Like, or only, nothing here, but only things out in the world or galaxy, whatever you want to call it. Oh, I believe it. Because, like, to say we've had, think about even with the medical field, we've had so many advances in the medical field since we went to the moon. Yeah, we haven't been to the moon, but one attempt, we even went past that to say the nigga trying to go to Mars and shit. Well, my nigga, let's go to the moon real quick, double back and see if we could, you know, Why are we trying to skip past and go to five planets down the line when we got one right here we look at every night?
I don't know.
Something strange about that.
I just think the
water is
interesting.
Okay, Aquaman, well, put your head down there and tell me what you find.
My personal opinion.
Go ahead, cool. Finals, let's talk about it. Series tied 2-2.
I haven't watched a single game.
Okay, well, it's a pretty good series, despite what people are saying. It's 2-2. They back in Golden State for game 5 tomorrow. I do think Golden State could win tomorrow. I think they lose in ball. I think they're going 7. I think they're going to try to make 7 out of it. Just because
what's
we've
the
only.
Series right now?
2-2. It's tied
2-2. They play today?
Tomorrow. Nigga, that's it. They play tomorrow in Golden State.
Play tomorrow.
Game 6 is, I want to say, Thursday or Friday in Boston. Then game 7 would be Sunday on Father's Day. Think it's going to be 6? I don't know. I mean, I think this may be this series here. I think Boston, Milwaukee. I'm surprised Boston, Miami went 7. But at the same time, no, but we haven't really had many 7-game series this year. And I think the finals may be the only chance for it to really go a true 7 without them having to try to force a 7.
Man,
Philly and Toronto at 7, I think.
If they don't win, you already know what the narrative is going to be anyway.
Boston, if who don't win?
Boston.
If Boston don't win, what's the narrative?
Boston just can't get it done.
No, I wouldn't say that.
The hump, yada, yada, yada.
I think the hump was getting them.
They're going to attack Tatum and Brown.
Well, they have. You're attacking your best player.
No,
so
what
you got to quote-unquote attack.
Attack Tatum and
but that's what they. What, you're going to attack fucking Peyton Pritchard off the bench? Yeah. You got to attack the better players to say, well, look.
And see, here's the thing. When you look at Boston, it's a shock that they're even in the finals because who's their third scorer?
Marcus Smart.
And he's not even a scorer.
But he's their third option offensively.
And that's what I'm saying. They need a legit third option that can get a, you know, Marcus Smart's not supposed to be able to get a bucket on his own because he's not a really offensive guy like that.
No, but I think to say he's the third option, I think he's a good fit for a third option. Third option, you're talking about, all right, option one ain't hitting, or they got a stud on them on defense. So it's
and
between
see,
you
maybe,
and this.
Maybe I'm looking at it from a Pelican standpoint. That's why.
Who's your third option?
We got CJ B.I. Zion.
Played CJ B.I. Who's third
CJ
option?
CJ B.I. The third option was Valanciunas.
And the thing about
you see what I'm saying?
Valanciunas is the third option. Not bad. He's not necessarily going to get you 20-10 every so night. Offensive, I'm saying offensive.
20-20 nights this season.
But I'm saying he's more likely to give you 20 boards and 20 points on most given nights. That's what I'm saying. So Marcus Smart, he'll give you a 25 point, but he'll give you a cool 15-18. Yeah, he have his slumps. He have his slumps. But as a third option, that's what it's expected, bro. Cause okay, who's third option going to stay?
What's he averaging in the game?
For the season or for the playoffs?
Period.
Somewhere around 20, like 18, 19. Yeah. Marcus Smart's been balling, bro. Yeah. If he's lower than 18, I'd be surprised. Because he's literally went for like 20-something.
12 points a game. Bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect 20. 12.
With Tatum giving you 25 to 30 and Brown giving you 25, they need a
third. Tatum not giving you 30. Tatum haven't given you 30 in the finals. Tatum haven't given you 30 since the Boston Miami.
What's the average for the season is what I'm saying.
27-ish, 28.
And that's what I'm saying.
But he have okay. So when he's not balling like that, you need your third option to step up. If you want the second option to step up, so being he's the third option, he's not a bad option to have as your third fiddle.
They don't have a legit third option. That's all I'm saying.
Hell, I think he's a very good third option. Good thing about how many other situations besides Milwaukee, L.A.
Just gave you one.
How many third?
I just gave you four options with the Pelicans, Miami.
Zion in place. You
Miami.
Know who the third option?
You got Jimmy. You got Bam. You got Hero.
Hero was hurt for a lot of the
Hero
playoffs.
Hero won six man of the year. I'm not talking playoffs. I'm just talking setup of the team.
Okay, well, nigga, you talking about setup of the team. My nigga Marcus Smart is on that same level of Talio. Because Talio don't necessarily give you 20-25 every night.
But see, it's a difference.
But that's the difference. Though. When Tyler Hero contributes offensively, the Heat win. When Marcus Smart contributes for the Celtics, they regardless of Tatum giving 30 or 35, they usually win in that game.
But at the same
so that's what I'm saying. Like he's the third option to say, look,
I just disagree.
I don't got it.
I disagree.
I got
because they look at the Clippers: Kawhi, PG, Reggie Jackson.
And Terry Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson be going for 35, damn near 40.
No. I was putting Reggie Jackson on my
Watch the playoffs this last season.
We talking about
before
this year.
Before I was betting bullshit.
But I'm trying to tell you.
And see, that's y'all shit right there.
But listen to me. Last year Reggie was on a tear. Him and PG on last year in the playoffs. Hey, they was killing shit. Right. This year, my nigga, when PG came back, right before PG came back, Reggie Jackson fell off a fucking cliff. He was the main focus because they didn't have nobody else. He was giving you 20, 25 a game, high volume shooting it. When PG came back, my nigga, Reggie couldn't find the bucket. Why? I know that because I was putting him on my ticket. And he wasn't really coming through. He wasn't. What am I doing?
You need to stop.
What I did. Look up his numbers. If Marcus Byron is 12, my nigga, Ray Jack is under 12. I'm telling you, he is. Look it up. He not. Oh, he might be over 12 because he had the bulk of the season, or he had to be the man.
Okay.
But look at his playoff numbers, bro. Oh, he didn't make the playoff. But
16.8.
17 a game. And look at his game logs because he was not giving you 17 once PG came back. But that's the point I'm making, my nigga.
You don't.
As a third option, bro, they are both in that same boat. They both have inconsistencies, but that when they on, you winning the game. So tell me all the games last year. Let's go back to last year. Okay, go ahead.
Go back to this late season, this late before the playoff season started.
Mm-hmm.
Who was carrying the Clippers?
Before the late season?
Who was carrying the Clippers?
Reggie Jackson.
Did Marcus Smart do that?
Did you see Reggie Jackson was doing?
Marcus Smart carry a team in an injury situation?
No.
I rest my case. That's my point about a third option.
So your third option was to be a one?
Should be able to get some, bro.
I think you missed it. My personal opinion. You're basing Reggie Jackson off of last year. I think you missed a lot of this year, Reggie Jackson.
If PG and Kawhi was here this year, it was the man for the Clippers.
But that's the point. If Tatum and Brown are gone, Marcus Smart's the guy.
You sound crazy.
He is.
No, he's not. He's not.
What are you hearing when I say he's the guy? What are you hearing?
He's the focal.
Who else is going to be the focal point? Then Brown and Tatum are gone.
It's going to be a team effort. I guarantee.
What the fuck? The Clippers were doing a team effort. Zubac was giving you a double-double every night. Fucking Luke Kennard was giving you both 5 threes. I was betting on the Clippers, bro. I know what I saw.
You need to tell me that Marcus Smart is going to give you 25 down there every night like Reggie Jackson potentially been doing. When the album was hurt. That's what you're telling me.
With the volume, yes. With the volume, yes. Look up Reggie Jackson's shit before Paul George. Paul George came back in April. Look at Reggie Jackson's shit before April and once April came. No, it's not. It's the betting shit because I know why. I know it's the betting shit. But that's not going to do with what happened on the court.
I don't want the betting shit because you tapped into it. Like
okay, but I still watched the game and saw that when PG came back, my nigga, Reggie Jackson was standing there waiting for the fucking catch and shoot three.
Of course.
So that's what the fuck I'm saying.
The point is back is what I'm telling you.
So if Tatum and Brown are gone, the next best nigga is Marcus Smart. So with the volume, he'll get to 20-25. But with the if Tatum giving you about 25 shots a game, listen to me. If Tatum giving you 25 shots a game, Brown giving you, let's say, 20. Them two niggas are gone. Marcus Smart going to give you damn near 30 shots a game. But, nigga, they played a game without Brown and Tatum, and Smart played. Nigga, he shot like 30 shots. He gave you 20-something points. So, I said, with the volume, he can give you 20, 25 in a game. Now, I'm not saying they're going to carry him to the playoffs or shit.
Listen to what you just said. Off almost 30 shots, he gave you 20-something points.
Didn't say he was efficient scorer.
He still has to defend. That's
okay.
I did not dismiss that.
Marcus
Smart is not a third option. He's a piece.
Okay.
A piece.
You gotta watch it.
If they had Drew Holiday instead of Marcus Smart, that's a third option.
You gotta watch.
You understand what I'm? That's,
you gotta watch the game because you haven't watched the same way you based Reggie Jackson off of last year, my nigga.
Fuck that.
You gotta say fuck that because how you gonna sit there and base a nigga off last year when there's a whole new year of
games, bro?
But you haven't chance to watch. You watch Marcus Smart in the playoffs.
All right, look at it like this: Drew Holiday and Reggie Jackson are a lot alike, right?
As far as game,
they're a lot alike, right?
As far as what though? I think Drew's better than
Reggie. Third option.
Yeah, but not by much. Because Drew don't go for no 25 a game. Bro, don't do that.
He don't, but Drew gonna give you 17 to 20 every night.
And nigga, look at Reggie Jackson's stat line. Please, when we done with this
school. I just showed you the man average.
That's his average. He had to carry the team for the whole season up to April, bro.
17
every night. All right. We done. Because you got to look at this. You're not going to sit there and say that. All right, I hear you. We ain't get on football shit. We can touch on football later because we still got
to talk about the Saints. You don't want to keep it real about the Saints. So until you want to keep it real about the Saints, I don't want to talk football.
Cool.
Straight like that.
We out of here, man. This is a good pod. We out. We out.